Anybody have any questions?
What are you doing to make sure the votes of the people in Florida are counted?
That's a great question. I and the other Democrats, in terms of the membership of the House of Representatives, met with Chairman Dean last week. We got him to move a huge mile in terms of what his position was previously, which was he used to talk about how the sides needed to come to a conclusion, there needed to be some kind of amendment to the process to conform with rules. And now Chairman Dean, Governor Dean, went out in front of the DNC last week, the week before last, and said he's going to do everything in his power to make certain that the Florida delegation is seated and that Florida will be fully represented. And I'm confident that will be the case. Very confident.
In just case you're wondering, I have five kids.
Based on his relationship with the Chicago Jewish community, he's employed the term Tikkun Olam. Could you go into more detail about what Obama means by that and how it's related to his political philosophy?
Tikkun Olam means what it means. Prepare the world. Do what's right. Do what's good. And I think that comes across in each one of his platforms. You know, he is brilliant in the way that I've seen, and I've met many, many people, leaders of the world, leaders of academia, science, and business, in a way that I've never seen before. But he's genuine and authentic as a human being, which means can you trust him? Is he who he appears to be? Can you rely on what he says? Because so many people say the right thing. And in my opinion, I would never have supported him if I didn't believe 100%, not beyond a reasonable doubt, as the lawyers say, but beyond any doubt, that he is a true friend of the Jewish people, understands, as Robert said, how the African American community came to be liberated in its civil rights struggle, and that he is a true and knowledgeable supporter of the State of Israel, not just because he's an American, and we in America have been supporting that part of the world as the homeland of the Jewish people since the founding of America, as I'm sure you know. We've been supporting a Jewish homeland in that part of the world since the founding of America, because it's part of who we are as people. But beyond that is a very hard-nosed commander-in-chief of our forces and the protector of our people knows that Israel is the critical, irreplaceable, strategic, military, and cultural ally for our country, and that without Israel, God forbid, America would be hungry. And he will never permit that to happen. And he's a smart enough student of history to know which of the parties in the Middle East has been ready every step of the way to make concessions for peace, and which party has always rejected peace and rejected solutions that would have served his own best interests.
I think if you read his book and you look at his early years, Mr. Tikkun Olam that essentially motivated a young Barack Obama to become a community organizer. Everything about Barack Obama's domestic platform, whether it's enhancement of the opportunity to go to college, whether it's the strong stress on the environment, is very ambitious plans to rid our dependence on Middle East oil. It's all infused with this notion that we need to make the world a better place. That's a great question.
Some people say that the democracy is conflict now between Canada's the Democratic Party is actually causing a lot of animosities within the Democratic Party. What does Senator Obama plan to do to hold the Democratic Party together so that there aren't many, many defections?
The gentleman was asking, given what has been a very challenging, the Democratic primary 20 debates plus joint appearances and more debates come to come, more contests. There's some feeling that the Democratic Party might not be united enough to win in November. But let me assure you, Senator Obama understands that once he is the nominee and he has an opportunity simply to express the views he's been expressing in the debates throughout this campaign, throughout his career, and that is counterposed to Senator McCain's views and record on the economy, on the George Bush policies in the Middle East and internationally, which have led to disaster for America. Then not only will Democrats be solidly united behind their nominee, Senator Barack Obama, because they don't want the Republicans to have a Republican philosophy of George W. Bush's exchange to have another 4 years to destroy America domestically and internationally. The American people, independents, and Republicans will also gravitate and support the Democratic nominee by overwhelming numbers, and I predict when Barack Obama is the nominee of the Democratic Party, he will win the general election in an historic landslide. You heard it here.
With that, we're going to sit down, and I believe we're ready to proceed.